Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for sitting with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got our good buddy Jeffrey Zavar back on the show. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999. That's right, 1999. He is the chief home officer. He's the author of a number of books on being home-based, being a micropreneur, and he's our good friend Jeffrey Zavar. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to you. Thanks for having me. It's always great
Thank
to
you.
Be with you.
It's good to have you back. Yeah, welcome back to me, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We were we missed you.
Did you miss me?
we missed you, Jim. We really missed you. You know what? We didn't have your constant feed, your daily show. You know, you take a week off.
Well, now, we were on the air. It was just the best of last week.
The best of. And sometimes that's even better than live.
Sometimes it is.
Backhanded compliment as it is.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's good to be back. And as I mentioned earlier, and as I told the audience before, I was off last week in terms of me being here live, which is, as you know, Jeff, has been a very rare occasion in the almost 13 years I've been doing my show.
I think Haley Comet has come
twice since
you've been on the air.
That's exactly right. No, Jeff, I love my work.
Right.
And I small business owners, you know this. We've talked about this. If you love your work, you know, my mother told me a long time ago, if you love what you do, and I didn't know that she got this from somebody else, but she'd heard it from somebody else because she didn't originate this, but I thought she was so smart when she said this.
Right.
If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Absolutely.
And I love what I do. As I look back on my life, though, Jeff, I realize that I like working because I've loved other jobs that I've had.
Right.
But I haven't always loved them, but I've never loved a job as long as I've loved this one.
Well, you're your own man. You run the show.
Yep.
You do something you enjoy. Media, to me, is a lot of fun. You know, doing what you do in all sorts of media. You know, whether it's the radio, whether it's the blogging, whether it's the public speaking, that's a lot of fun. Being able to come up with content and have an audience that embraces it and wants it and listens or reads or attends, that's a lot of fun. So that's if that's what you do and you really enjoy it, then your mom was exactly right. That's hardly work.
The reason I think it's so much fun, and I think you get, and I know you get this, is the people that we serve.
Right.
The small business owners out there who are so worthy of whatever. I mean, I'll tell you, Jeff, I remember when I launched my newsletter back in 99, you know, we started asking for subscribers a month or so before we launched the newsletter. And the first week I did my newsletter, I think I had like 20 subscribers.
Right.
But I worked just as hard on that newsletter as I do now with thousands of subscribers.
Right.
Whenever I kind of, you know, want to slack off a little bit, we all get that feeling. I think about those people out there making payroll every Friday, and it motivates me.
Right.
I know you feel the same way.
Absolutely. Well, we have a, you know, the group of home officers that really strive to do their best and, you know, enjoy what they do. And for me, it's gone from just being about the work to the balance.
Yeah.
So there are people who work from home because they don't want to have a corporate office. It's people who work from home because they want to be there for their family, for their kids, for their lives. And so a lot of the content that I put up speaks specifically to, or more broadly to, that audience of you know, both. I'm putting up a post right now about home office taxes, making the comment how it's never too early or too late to be thinking, well, I guess April 16th is too late to be thinking about taxes. But in general, you know, joking aside, it's never too late to think about tax planning. But the one I just put up a little bit ago was looking at, sound in the home office and how when you run a home-based business, you're able to play your iTunes, play your your Rhapsody, you know, play your Pandora at whatever volume you want, as long as you can get work done. And you can't do that in the corporate environment often. So there's
well, you can if you have. I guess you can if you have the earbuds. But you know, Jeff, the big thing that that was interesting about what happened to me recently was I hadn't taken a full week off to take a vacation and done no work in that week in a long time. I'm ashamed to say how long. But that doesn't mean that I haven't taken any time off, because I've taken some long weekends over the years, and I actually prefer vacations that way. And that's what I'd like to recommend to small business owners who are just getting started. Maybe they're you know, there was a long time, Jeff, I didn't have an organization that I could rely on, because we just weren't big enough over, you know, years ago. We weren't big enough to leave the business with anybody. And so we didn't have anybody to leave it with. And so we wouldn't take off that long. But I found that it's very handy and it's pretty relaxing to incorporate a Thursday and a Friday with a weekend, especially if there's a holiday or something like that. And to take that time off, and those little bite-sized vacations can be awfully handy.
Well, there's been some writing about that, and in fact I had interviewed some people recently who truly enjoy the difference between, you know, leaving on Friday afternoon and going for the weekend versus leaving on a Thursday afternoon and going for the weekend, or, you know, coming back on a Monday afternoon and sort of getting a traditional work day off. Really is something, you know, it's more cleansing and soothing for the soul. Now, but conversely, and I'll ask you, taking an entire week off, that is a completely different animal. And often it's challenging to get back into the saddle. How did you feel about, I do my road trip. I didn't do it this past summer, but I've done my road trip home office highway. And 3 weeks on the road, even if I'm working, you know, trying to get some work done,
still hard.
Getting back in the saddle is difficult. What did you experience?
I haven't had, it hasn't been that hard, because, I mean, we came back on Saturday, and on Sunday we were back on the road to a customer's location, and we're there 3 days. So we were just only at home, you know, less than 12 hours, and which was kind of unusual. But it really wasn't that hard. And I'll tell you, one of the things that's really helped us is we have a team here that makes that possible. I mean, we had folks who stayed, who held things together. And folks, that's what I'd recommend to you is that if you have acquired a team that can, you know, kind of keep things going and hold things together while you're gone, start taking off a little bit longer. Instead of 1 or 2 days, maybe take 3 days, maybe leave on Wednesday or something like that, and stretch it out just a little bit. I'll tell you, Jeff, it was very therapeutic for me to be gone for a week. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Jeff Zavar. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
There's always magic in the air. On Broadway. But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had it.
Down. Sweet Baby James bringing us back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Become one of the thousands who read my newsletter every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And we've been doing that since 1999. Haven't missed a week. Every Sunday afternoon, about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, something like that, you'll get it in your inbox. And all the other things, the blog is there, the knowledge base, et cetera, et cetera. And don't forget to take our poll question. And don't forget to check out the body of work that Jeffrey Zavar has deposited with us over the years. Jeffrey's with us right now. He is the Chief Home Officer. Jeff, tell us how we can find you.
Easiest way is chiefhomeofficer.com.
Yeah.
That's my website, blog site, a lot of content up there, as well as Facebook fan page, Chief Home Officer, and on Twitter at Chief Home Office.
So check it out, folks. And Jeff, we're talking about you know, as we come into the fall of the year, I guess the vacation time is over. But you know, if you don't have kids in school, which I don't anymore, you still have. But if you don't have kids in school, the fall is a wonderful time to take off a few days with the turning of the leaves and everything. I mean, I'll tell you, Jeff, as much as I love to work and have worked over the years, you really need to take off a little bit of time, even if it's just a Friday afternoon. And you know, Jeff, there was a time, and you've been this way, there was a time when if I just took off a Sunday, that was a day off for me.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. For many of us who work in the home office and really work those long hours, I mean, taking any time off, you have to get over sometimes the guilt of taking time off.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, if I go play golf, if I actually take off a half a day and go play golf, I still have guilt about it. That's
right.
Crazy, isn't it?
We have it though. Well, we have it. It may be crazy. It may be, you know, silly for us to think that way, but we just know that time spent idle is opportunity lost. But we have to get over it because we can always, you know, I've always believed that if I take, you know, with three kids, although now only two left in the household, one's moved on to college, but with two kids in the household, you know, I had to take my son to a doctor's appointment the other day. And so I know that, you know, I was up at like 5 in the morning and I got work done, that not intending to make up for the time that I would lose by having him, you know, being out of the office with him. But I know that we can parse the day. It's not this 5, 8, or 10
right.
hour block.
Well, that's really the beauty of being in control of your schedule.
Absolutely.
That it allows you to do that. I mean, I'll tell you, Jeff, when I had my own business, we both started ours in 89, my kids were still in school, and having my own business actually allowed me to spend more time with my kids than if I'd had an employee.
Been an employee. Exactly. And you know, there's a point that you made earlier and that I think can't be overlooked is if you have employees. You know, many home-based business owners and soloists don't have employees, but it's not to say they can't. It's not to say they can't bring on a virtual assistant. They can't bring on somebody to handle their taxes or to handle their bookkeeping and finances, to handle calls or you know, fulfillment or anything, any element of business that we do that we feel can't be done by anyone else. You know what? Sometimes we have to get over it and realize there are others who can do that, even on a piecemeal basis. You train somebody and say, okay, I'm going to be out of town for X. I need you to just handle inbound calls, or I need to handle certain levels of fulfillment, or if you're talking about bill paying and accounting or bookkeeping, you know, you can do all that online and schedule your bills to be paid down, you know, at some point in the future. You know, I do that with my own business, my own personal life. You know, when I log on and I'll schedule, okay, my mortgage is due on the 1st, but today is, say, the 15th, meaning 15 days in advance.
And you know, that's another thing that's cool about a lot of the cloud stuff, back to taking off a day or so. If, you know, there's some things that we do around here. We can schedule, you know, you were talking about bill paying. You can do that from anywhere.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, there are so many things these days that we do, even a Main Street business. I mean, your business and my business, Jeff, is not like most businesses. We're pretty different. But there's still some things that a lot of Main Street businesses can do, business owners can do remotely when they're not there. They can, I mean, there's so many things, so many capabilities in the cloud, web-based services, web-based tools and power that you can use that allows you to not be tied to your office every day,
right.
every minute.
And by the same token, getting back to the main point of the conversation about you're taking a week off and not feeling totally disconnected, you can check email occasionally, or you can put a bounce reply, a vacation reply, to say, I'm out, I'll get back to you soon.
That's another example, right?
Or call somebody, you know, leave a name for them to call or email, you know, somebody who's filling in the gaps for you while you're gone. Or just, you know, we do have
Or tell your customers in advance. If you've got, you know, when I had my consulting company, if I took if I was going to be gone for a few days, I would tell them, and they would, you know, some of them would understand it. I had one client who would almost always call me. It didn't help. It didn't matter whether I told him what I was doing. He would still call me and want
you
me
do,
to do
huh?
something, even though I was on vacation. Hey, Jeff, give us your website one more time, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks for being here, Jeff.
Good Always
job
great
today.
To be with you, and welcome home.
Thanks, I appreciate it. And folks, you can find Jeff's books there, and of course, don't forget to check out his blog. Lots of good stuff there. He does a lot of great writing on small business technology as well, so check all that out. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back after these messages.
Well,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.